Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Laura Canning, who is the Cass County Naturalist, is with us. Good morning to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura, coming up, it's almost 2 weeks away, but I thought we might want to get at this early so people can kind of investigate. We're going to talk about geocaching.
Yeah. It's going to be that Memorial Day weekend. We're doing a geocaching program as part of our campground programs in our parks. And so Saturday, May 26th at 7 p.m., come join me at the Cold Springs Park and the campground shelter up top there, right next to the bathrooms. We are going to do our geocaching. And so what's that really going to involve? Because some people are a little scared of it.
First of all, for some people, it is, what is geocaching?
Sure. Geocaching is using a GPS and even now, even your cell phones, things like that, to plug in coordinates. And then pretty much it's a treasure hunt. It's a treasure hunt to find a little box. It could be a film canister. It could be a bigger box, like a tote. Things like that. So finding that cache. And inside some of those caches, usually it's at least a log, so you can sign your little geocaching, you know, username or whatever you want to say in that little log. And then it's, depending on how big it is, it could have some treasures in it. So you could, and a lot of it is, you know, if you take something, you leave something. So some people always carry these little, you know, there's geocaching coins. There's people that have a keychain that they leave every time. And so they leave something and then they take something out of that box. So we are learning about those things and learning how to do this treasure hunt.
I'm thinking it, I know it's national. It's probably international.
Yeah. And it is international. And there's big things, actually. If you travel to other countries, you can actually look on the website and see there's like now these mega events that they're doing. So there's been a couple in like Frankfurt, Germany. I was checking out that they have anybody and everybody, and I mean hundreds of people come, and to go, and they spread out and find these geocaches, and they come back, and yeah.
In some ways, it's really, really big because it's all over, and on the other hand, it's really, really small because that box could be very small.
And, you know, I almost would... I kind of look at it as in our parks, it's almost like mini tourism because, people come into our, come into our town, and if they're, just stopping off to go to a, do a potty break, there's people that will pull up their GPS and go see if they can go find a cache quick and, go geocaching. And and so I know a lot of people that do that as they're traveling through areas. Uh-huh. And so, we have one out at the Hitchcock House. And so our geocache, of course, our geocache out there has our brochure in it and, a lot of kind of historical kind of things that are in
there.
So it can be very interesting.
So, in a way, and I think families get involved with this, so it can be very educational as well as really fun. And I'm guessing people just get really excited when they find that cache.
Yeah. And so what we're kind of gear this to is the program's going to start. I'm going to do a quick thing in the shelter, a little PowerPoint, and kind of to help you use your GPS or just even a refresher, things like that, and even teach you a little bit about some new technology that's out there. And so then we're going to get outside and we're going to do hopefully two different geocaches up in Cold Springs. And those will be temporary ones. Those aren't our ones that we have out at Cold Springs. We are looking to make a permanent one, but we are going to, because of so many trees, that's the thing. We have our top hill there is so forested that you still have to be able to read the satellites to know how close you are to that geocache. So we want to, we might have to put our geocache in a certain area where, we can still acquire those satellites.
Yeah, that just adds to the whole mystery, I guess, and the difficulty.
Sure.
Now, what if somebody says, well, I'm kind of interested in this, but I don't have a GPS.
You're right. We are, we borrow, 10 units from the Iowa State Extension Office. And so if you want to, if maybe if you're just looking to buy one, you know, and have no idea and you don't want to go into that store, you know, completely yeah. knowing nothing, come to this program, because we're going to, the ones we borrow are very, very easy to use. You know, they're not like the ones that are the driving ones that are, that have the roadmaps and things like that. But you can geocache with your driving one. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize. And so what you can do is either bring your own, and definitely, you know, do that, you know, if you have one, because then, you know, you're learning on your own thing. If you don't have one, that's fine. Just make sure you give our office a call so we know to check that little box. Yeah.
Well, now what about all the new phone things? Is those have yeah. GPS on them, a lot of them?
Yeah, a lot of them do. And now there's apps out there, and we're going to cover that a little bit in my PowerPoint, that there's apps out there that you can buy. So if you have a smartphone, you can have, there's apps out there, and there's also Garmin is rolling out a free app for they call it open caching. Okay. And so they're rolling that out, and so hopefully we're going to have some of those more mm-hmm. in Cass County as well.
And what about helps on the internet when you're sitting at home? Can you work yep. on geocaching at home at your computer?
Right. Yeah, you can look up a cache, and you can actually send it, depending on your GPS unit, you can send it to your GPS unit. And so it just depends on what kind of GPS unit you have. Otherwise, you still, you know, I'm old-fashioned. I just write down the, you know, coordinates I need to be at. And then whatever GPS I'm using, I punch those in. So.
Well, it's getting a bit complicated for my head, but that's what the class is about.
Yes.
So we can sort of maybe uncomplicate, or at least learn about all of these things. Because you talk about coordinates. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's the pretty much almost that latitude and longitude of where that exact point is. And it'll get the GPS units, depending on how many satellites you have, will get you within 3 meters or 9 feet-ish of the actual cache. And then from that point on, you gotta start looking.
Okay,
and that's usually what the kids love about it,
yeah.
because it could be high, it could be low, and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So then it really does get down to that treasure hunt when
yes.
you get down to that close.
Yes.
And so it's a great way, I think, for families to do vacations.
Yeah.
As well as just somebody who likes to think through all that. It's kind of for all ages,
and
I think.
It's surprising. You know, we've got a couple of them. There's two or three downtown, in downtown Atlantic alone, which is surprising with the buildings. You would think that the buildings interfere a little bit, but there is a handful of just, you know, that might just be feet from your house.
Okay. So you don't need to travel far to start
no.
out. You can stay close to home, probably.
Right.
Still find
right. And practice a couple. And
yeah. Then you could start out across the country. And I know there are many in surrounding counties and parks.
Yes.
And so on.
Yes. And we have probably three or four in our parks. So yeah. Learn more. And again, that is going to be Saturday, May 26th, 7 p.m. at Cold Springs Park up in the campground shelter. And if you need to pre-register because you don't have a GPS and want to use one of ours, our phone number is 769-2372.
How do I find you in the phone book?
I think we're under Cold Springs Park is my office number.
Okay.
Yep.
Otherwise, Cass County Conservation, right?
Yep.
Under
mm-hmm.
Cass
yeah,
County
but in Lewis.
Offices.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to look
okay.
in the Lewis section.
Yeah. Okay. So something for some people, and I would say still in my mind, really new. For other people, they've been doing this. This has been going on for several years. This
right.
is not a brand
right.
new thing. But I think people in the area maybe are more and more getting interested in it. So
mm-hmm.
it sounds pretty exciting, Laura.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Laura Canning, who's a Cass County naturalist. And so let's talk about a couple of other things. You always
sure.
have something coming up here.
Yeah.
It's summer. And I
yeah, we have summer camps coming up. If your child goes to the Griswold School District, your deadline is this Wednesday to get your child signed up for that summer camp. And that registrations go into the Iowa State Extension Office, and that's 243-1132. And, of course, we've got upcoming in June, we're going to have Music on the Lawn out at the Hitchcock House. We're going to be doing Dutch oven cooking around the 4th of July holiday. So look for our new newsletter, and that'll have our Dutch oven cooking dates. We're going to do a dinner, and we're going to do a breakfast.
Okay. Yeah, get that thinking about that, because it's coming up.
Yeah.
And newsletter we can get in the mail still,
yep,
if we want to. Or
email.
Or email. So, again, contact your office if you want to get on that email. And that number, 769-2372, or check out the phone book. We want to thank you very much, Laura Canning, for visiting with us. You always have exciting things going on. And, again, remember the geocaching program coming up on May 26th. Until next time, just remember, it's a great time to be out geocaching or whatever.